ध्यायामोदलावकुन्दनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिन् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामेश्वरीं। शङ्करः कण्टिन्यूस् वित् द नेक्स्ट् साधनास्. So 114 shloka he speaks about the sadhana of moolabandham or moolabandha. Yanmoolam sarva bhutanam yanmoolam chitta bandhanam moolabandhas sada sevyo yogyosau rajayoginam. Moolabandha. Generally, the term Moolabandha, from a yogic viewpoint, yoga darshanam viewpoint, or generally would mean or would translate to control of sexual passions. So, control of Mooladharam in order to ensure that the Kundalini Shakti rises and attains the Sahasraram or the portion where Devi or Ishvara resides. So that is called Moolabandham as per Yoga Shastram. But Shankara here gives a quite different meaning. So Moolam. So again, Mooladharam is also like called Mooladharam, basic position as well, because it is very vital. So a person who gets a blow on his genital portion, he may die very soon. And it is that, like, it is out of sexual passion, out of the activity of the Mooladharam, that birth of a new being happens, which means that the being or the humans that we are, meaning not just the Atman but the Jiva associated with the body, mind, intellect complex, it is born out of the activity of another person's Mooladharam. Therefore it is called Mooladharam. It is the basis of life. It is the basis of creation or procreation, as we call it. So that would be the definition as per Yoga Shastram. But Moolam, what is Moolam? Means the basis, is the meaning of the word Moolaha. Moolaha means base, foundational, or you can call it as well as like the building block, if we can term it that way. And what is the Moolam? From a Vedantic perspective, what is a Moolam? What is the Moolam of the entire world? Janmadyasya yataha yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisamvishanti tad vididnyasasva tad brahmeti. So the Moola Adharam, the Moolam. So the Moolam or the basis of the entire world is Brahman. Athato Brahma Jitnyasa. In the very first sutra of Brahma Sutra, Vyasa says that Athato Brahma Jitnyasa. Now, therefore, I will start explaining about Brahman. Let us try to know Brahman. Let us have the desire, the earnest desire to know Brahman. So, Brahma Jitnyasa. Jitnyasa means Jnyatum Iccha Jitnyasa. The desire to know. So let us have the desire to know Brahman. So with the earnest desire, let us have. That's what Vyasa starts the Brahma Sutra. But if you need to have, or once you have, or you, even if you want to know Brahman, or you want to have the desire to know Brahman, you should vaguely know what is Brahman. That means Brahman has to be defined. Or let's say that Brahman, the word Brahman means that which is which can give us moksham, which can give us bliss. Yet we may have the desire to know Brahman, but we need to know it vaguely. So lakshanam, Brahman's lakshanam, the quality or characteristics or characteristic definition of Brahman, Vyasa gives in the second sutra as janmadyasya yatah. So that means like janma. Janma means creation. So janmam, creation, protection, and destruction. All these three happen from what? Of the world happen from what? Happen from which? That is called Brahman. That is termed as Brahman. So the basis of the entire world is Brahman. It is Brahman from which the world has come. It is in Brahman that the world seems to exist. The Nama Rupam, the illusion of Nama Rupam, is caused out of the substratum of Brahman. The illusory names and forms exist or appear to exist in Brahman, in the substratum of Brahman, and once a person realizes that the world is an illusion, then the world, the Nama Rupam, vanishes into Brahman, into the substratum of Brahman. That means the Moolam of the world is Vishwasya Moolam, or Vishwasya Moolaha. What is the Moolam, or the basis, or the base for the entire world? It is Brahman. So it is that, and Moola Bandha. So Moola Bandha means Bandham, or like the word Bandha has different meanings. One is bondage, and the other is forcing or fixing. We can also have the meaning of fixing. So here the meaning of bandham or forcing or restraining is fixing. The meaning or the translation of the word bandham is fixing. So moola bandha means fixing or controlling the moolam. That means focusing on the moolam. From a Raja Yoga perspective, it would be cessation of sexual activities. Cessation of the activities of the procreative organs. That would mean moola bandha. But as per Vedanta, moola bandha means fixing oneself on Brahman. Control of Brahman. Control of the thought of Brahman. Always having the thought of Brahman. And how does Shankara define it? Yet moolam sarvabhutanam. Yet that sarvabhutanam moolam, that which is the base, that which is the substratum of the entire world, the beings in the world, the sentient beings in the world, the sentience of the sentient beings in the world, the consciousness or chit, which is the basis of all beings, all living beings, living as well as non-living beings in the world, is Brahman. And that moolam, that which is the moolam of all, the substratum of all beings in the world, and yat moolam chitta bandhanam, and that moolam chitta bandhanam, that moolam on which control of mind is dependent. That means that by which we can control the mind. So Raja Yoga speaks about control of mind by focusing on one particular thought. Tat pratishedartam ekatattva abhyasah. So Patanjali, in the very first chapter of Yoga Shastram, says that vyadhisthyana pram. So he speaks about like different kinds of chitta vikshepaha, various distractions of the mind. So he speaks about various distractions of the mind, and he terms it as nine. So those nine distractions of the mind has to be removed by yogaha chitta vritti nirodha. Removal or destruction of the thoughts of the mind or the mind in itself is called yogam. So that means a person has to get rid of the obstacles which pose an obstruction to the spiritual path, which are distractions of the mind. And in order to, tat pratishedartham, in order to remove the obstructions, that means various negativities of the mind, negative thoughts of the mind, like vyadis dhyanam. So vyadi, disease, dhyanam, like distractions of the mind, in general, distractions of the mind. So tat pratishedartham ekatattva abhyasah. In order to remove it, a person has to follow ekatattva abhyasah. Focus on one entity. So focusing on any one entity would remove other thoughts, and slowly that particular thought will also vanish. Tasyapi nirodat sarva nirodat nirbijah samadhi. So Patanjali speaks about different types of samadhi, and he says that when we finally enter into a subtle type of samadhi, we will have just one thought, and when that thought is also removed, tasyapi nirodhat, nirodhe, or word is used, tasyapi nirodhe sarva nirodhat nirbijah samadhi. When that all thought also vanishes, then the person realizes his nature of unaffected purusha. So the basic thing is that one-pointed concentration. So one-pointed concentration is essential for control of the mind. And one-pointed concentration is based on concentrating on ourselves, turning the mind inward. So when the mind is turned into its source of self, either knowingly, either directly or unknowingly or indirectly. When we are contemplating on a particular form of God, we are not directly contemplating on the self. But the more and more we concentrate, the more and more our mind gets controlled. That means the more and more the mind turns inward towards the self. That means the Ishvara, the form as well, vanishes. That is when the mind is fully under control. So control of mind is based on Brahman. Control of mind is based on one's own nature of self or Atman or Brahman. So yet moolam chitta bandhanam, that which is the basis for controlling the mind. Control of the mind is possible only through Brahman. Knowingly focusing on Brahman or unknowingly merging into Brahman is the cause for control of the mind. As long as the mind is there, as the mind, there will be thoughts. There is no mind without thoughts. Thoughtless mind is the self. Mind cannot exist without any thoughts. So the moment we remove thoughts, then it becomes the self. So that means control of the mind means removal of all thoughts. That means trying to be the self, which means Brahman or the self is the basis for controlling of the mind. So yet moolam, that which is the basis of all beings in the world, in that it is the substratum in which the entire the illusory world is seen, and that which is the basis for control of the mind, that is moolam. And moolabandha, and being focused, being established in that particular moolam. So moola bandha means controlling the moolam. So here controlling Brahman means trying to be Brahman. So trying to be Brahman, trying to be that Brahman which is the base of all beings, and that Brahman based on which the mind is controlled, that is called moola bandham. And Sada Sevyo Yogyo Asau. Yogyo Asau. All yogas, all people who are trying to achieve yogam. So yogam is realization. Siddhya Siddhyoho Samo Bhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Siddhya Siddhyoho Samo Bhutva. Samo Bhutva, maintaining equanimity. Siddhya Siddhyoho. good times and bad times during all situations. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Yoga is samatvam or samabhavana. Samabhavana is possible when a person sees the self in all and all in the self. Sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani chatmani kshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshinaha. A person who sees the self in all and the self all in the self. So yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyevanupashyati sarvabhuteshu chatmanam datona vijugupsate. Ishavasya Upanishad speaks about the jnani as a person who sees the self in all and all in self. Therefore he doesn't have any likes or dislikes or hatred. He doesn't fear anything. He is in the state of abhayam. Abhayam is the state of Brahman. So yogam, it means maintaining equanimity, always being blissful. And that is the same as jnanam. And sada sevyaha yogyo asau. So yogyo, by yoga, or yogis, people who are trying to be yogis, people who are yogis, by them asau mula bandha. This mula bandham has to be sada sevyo. Sada, always sevyaha. Sevyaha means followed or worshipped. And raja yoginam, by raja yogis as well. That means either yogis, or we can say that yogyo, this yogam, this yogyam, this particular worship, this particular practice has to be followed by all raja yogis. That means raja yogis, one way or the other, control of the mind is only due to Brahman. Only when a person turns his mind inward into the self, which is the same as Brahman. So knowingly, if we do into Brahman, it becomes easier. Instead of indirectly, it's like telling, I will call up my friend, who will call up his friend in order to get me something. So we can get rid of the in-between friend. We can directly get introduced to the friend of my friend and call him directly. So we can get rid of. So the direct path is easier. So the direct path is when a person knows the Brahman to be the base of all beings, and that base upon by which control of mind is possible. So a Raja Yogi as well, a person who wishes to control the mind as well, has to practice or worship this always. And when a person worships this always, then he gains control of the mind. He is always focused on Brahman. Both ways he becomes a yogi. He becomes a Raja Yogi in that Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha, in that he is unaffected by the thoughts in the mind. Whatever be the thoughts in the mind, he will ever be blissful. Even if he is doing a bad action or a good action, even if he is doing a sin, even if he is doing a papam or punyam, he will be blissful. That is the state of a Raja Yogi, one who is unaffected by the activities of the mind. And a person who does this also will become a Vedantin, a Jivan Mukta, because he is the Sakshi. He remains a Sakshi because he has control of the mind. He is unaffected by the mind. Control of the mind is the same as being unaffected by the mind. Both are speaking from different perspective. That's the only difference. So a person who has control of mind may not be the owner, may not be in total control of the mind. It will be a forced control. The moment he goes out, the moment the mind finds an opportunity, it will come out. He will lose his control. But a person who is unaffected by the activities of the mind, he is the ruler of the mind, because he can never be affected by the mind. That is the state of a jnani. So both Raja Yoga or the Chitta Yoga, the Chitta Vritti Nirodham, control of the mind, as well as being unaffected by the activities of the mind, both of them will be achieved by this sadhana of Mula Bandham or Mula Bandha or Bandham, whatever we can term it anyway. If we are speaking in Sanskrit or in Hindi, we can say Mula Bandha. If you are speaking about in any other languages or Pratama Vibhakti, we have to call it Mula Bandha, and Dvitiya Vibhakti, we can call it as Mula Bandham. So both are valid usages. When it is a subject, it has to be termed as mula bandha. When it is an object or dutiya vibhakti, then it becomes a mula bandham. The term becomes mula bandham. So I'm not that good at Sanskrit, so I may be wrong here. But this is the next sadhana that, out of the 15 sadhanas, this is the next sadhana that Shankara gives. So mula bandham. Mula bandham, what Shankara speaks here, restrain or control or fixing the pivotal or root position is not control of sexual passion or sexual desires or a particular organ, sense organ, organ of action or organ of perception, but it is being focused in Brahman, whatever a person does. We'll continue with the next sadhana in the next day. Hari Om.